shift gears. Let's get ready for the men's contest as the Defenders taking on the Mount Marty Lancers in men's basketball play here today. Find our notes on that as the Mount Marty men are 7-6 overall, 4-4 in the conference. They stopped a two-game losing skid with a 92-74 home victory over Doan on Wednesday night. The Lancers had won four games in a row before dropping two games to Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan leading into that game. Jalen Billings scores 14.6 points per game. He comes off of the bench for the most part. He's made 35 three-point shots, and Elijah Pappas scores 13.7 points per game with 7.2 rebounds, and Chad Morin is good for 12.3 points per game. Alan Wilson adds 8. Todd Lorenzen's team is scoring 75.3 points per game and allows 71.2 points per outing. For the Defender men, they're 9-4 overall, 5-4 in the conference. Dortch wins in the league are over Barcliff, Midland, Doan, Hastings, and Northwestern. The losses are to Dakota Wesleyan, Concordia Morningside, and Jamestown. Garrett Franken scores 15.8 points per game with 7.8 rebounds. Jesse Jansma scores 15.5 points per game with a team-high 3.9 assists per game, and he is making 47.6% of his field goals. Jake Viss is scoring 11.7 points per game with 6.8 rebounds. He's making 67% of his field goal tries and has a team-high 15 blocked shots. Kate Bleeker adds 11.1 points per game. Bryce Kopic is at 7.9. Ben Gasink is averaging 6 points per game. Jesse Jansma has 23 three-point shots to lead the Defenders. Mount Marty was a 92-74 winner over Doan on Saturday last week. They converted 16 of 37 three-point shots. Billings had 14, Pappas had 13. For the Defenders, they were victorious over Northwestern, 94-89. Jansma and Franken had 26 and 23, respectively. Here's your probable starting lineup, first of all, for the Mount Marty Lancers. Number 3, Alan Wilson, 6'2 senior, Elk River, Minnesota, averaging 8 points per game. Number 5, Elijah Pappas, 6'4 senior, Rockford, Illinois, 13.7 points per outing. Cade Stearns, 5'11 sophomore, Sioux Falls, number 21, 6.8 points per game. Number 35, Jonah Larson, 6'6 junior, Beersford, South Dakota, 3.9 points per outing. And Keegan Savory, 6'2 senior, Sergeant Bluff, Iowa, 2.3 points per game. For the Defenders, Jesse Jansma, 6'4 senior, Sioux Center, number 2, wears 50, and averages 15.5 points per game. Kay Bleeker, 6'5 sophomore, Sioux Center, 11.1 points per game. Ben Gasing, 6'3 senior, Sioux Center, number 11, 6 points per game. Garrett Franken, 6'7 senior, Atlantic, Iowa, 15.8 points per contest. And Jacob Viss, 6'7 freshman, Rock Valley, Iowa, 11.7 points per game. He wears number 34. Opening tap controlled by the Defenders, and Jesse Jansma trying to feed the post, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort. It'll be Lancer basketball. Double-checking the lineup on the floor for the Lancers right now. 3-5, 21, 35, and 40. That is the starting lineup that we have for the Lancers, as anticipated. Lancer basketball after the Dort turnover. Out front with the basketball is Pappas. Pappas in against Gasing. Gasing and Pappas bulls his way in for the two-point bucket. And the Defenders trail 2-0. 2-0 our score with the basketball. Gasing. Gasing comes over to Bleeker. Bleeker with it on the left wing. Bleeker feeds it off right side over to Franken. Franken back over to Gasing. Under a minute gone in this one. They feed it inside to Viss. Viss with the basketball. Viss in traffic. Kick out pass. Franken, 3, no good. Rebound Bleeker. Back out front, Gasing. Gasing, Bleeker. Bleeker, 5 feet behind the three-point line. Passes right side. Back over to Jansma. Jansma, long 3, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Pappas. Pappas with the basketball. Pappas feeds it off over to Alan Wilson. Wilson with the ball. Wilson back over to Pappas. Pappas with it at the top of the key. Pappas behind the three-point line. They go into the corner. Nothing there for Cade Stearns. Stearns comes back over to Wilson. Wilson with the basketball. Long two on the way. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Viss. Viss over to Gasing. Gasing with the ball back over to Viss. Viss right side it comes to Jansma. Jansma, Bleeker. Bleeker right side, Franken. Franken with the ball. Franken comes back to Bleeker. Bleeker ball fake. He's going to drive in, split the defense, and he is fouled. Dave Eagie calls the personal foul. And that foul will discharge to Cade Stearns. Our officials today, veteran crew, Dave Aggie, Joe Wells, and Jeff Kopecky. Lob into Bleeker. Bleeker with a two-point bucket. Cade Bleeker gets the lob and finishes. Defenders tied up. 2-2. Mount Marty basketball getting around the defense and laying it up is Allen Wilson. Wilson with a two-point bucket, a 6'2 senior from Minnesota. He gets that shot to go. Feed it underneath to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma comes back over to Viss, and Viss dunks it through. We're tied 4-4. 4-4 our score. So Jacob Viss with his first 2 points today. Back out front with the basketball is Wilson. Wilson driving in. Bleeker trying to keep him from the rim. And Mount Marty, that's their game for the most part. They'll try to spread the floor, and they'll try to take you to the hoop on the dribble, if at all possible. Foul was called on the play against Cade Bleeker. That's foul number one on Cade. So two free throws on the way for Allen Wilson. Wilson's first free throw is up and through. He's got another one on the way. 5-4, Mount Marty in front. Early going of this one. And we have the women's game under our belts already. A little bit of an earlier start. Well, it is an earlier start. Know a little bit about it. Started at 12 with the women's contest. Men's game underway at 2 today. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Jansma. Jansma with it on the sideline. Comes back left side over to Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Back out front, Bleeker. Bleeker driving in with the right hand. Cade with it. Double clutch. His shot is good. Dort trying to beat Mount Marty at their own game. Spreading the floor, giving Bleeker a little bit of room to work. He gets to the hoop. And now Mount Marty throws it away. Intended for Elijah Pappas off the give from Wilson. And Dort will have the basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Franken. Franken triggering. And he gets the ball inbounded to Jansma, who hands it back over to Gaysink. Gaysink across the timeline. Now left side they go to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Jansma. Three, short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Mount Marty and Savory. Savory gives it up left side over to Wilson. Wilson with it in the corner. Wilson to Pappas. Pappas, long triple on the way. Good. Elijah Pappas with 5 points, averaging 13.7 points per game. Defenders down 9-6, and they get the long pass over the top to Jansma. Jansma is fouled by Wilson, and Jesse will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Well, it's a lonely place today in Laddie Semple Arena if you're a Defender fan. No Defender fans allowed in the gym. Just the basketball teams. Looks like a bus driver snuck in. And the sports information director. That's about it. Second free throw is up and no good by Jansman. Jansman makes one of two. It's 9-7. Dort down two. Bringing the basketball back the other way. Comes back right side. This is Pappas. Pappas trying to back Gaysink down. Pappas underneath. Reversal with the left hand is good. He's got seven. Dort trails 11-7. Right side Bleeker. Bleeker looking down low. Instead it comes over to Frank. And Frank and Jansma. Jansma on the left wing. Now back to the top of the key. Jansma comes back over to Frank. And Frank and Gaysink. Gaysink, Viss. They bring the help defense. Viss trying to get around. Well, he gets around the defender, Larson, and he's fouled on the play. And Jacob will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. So 15:59 remaining in the first half. And free throws on the way for Jake Viss. A free throw on the way for the freshman from Rock Valley. And the freshman knocks down the three-point play. He's got 5 points. Jacob checks out of the ball game. DJ Feikstra is in along with Bryce Kopic. Gaysink, Franken, and Bleeker stay on the floor for Dort. Pappas driving right-hand side. He gets his way in, gets a ball screen, and lays it up. Pappas with 9 early points. Defenders trail 13-10. Ball is tapped away, but it touches Gasek last. It'll be Mount Marty basketball on the sideline, bringing it up. So bringing the ball up for the Lancers is Pappas. Pappas up the floor, gives it off to Billings. Billings with the basketball to Ronsiek. Ronsiek, right side, and a two-point bucket for the Lancers. Was that Jonah Larson who got it? Comes back over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Or was that Gedishvili? Gedishvili with that two-point basket. Franken in the lane, fading away. His 10-footer is good. So Franken answers with a two. Gedishvili wearing number 15 today rather than the anticipated 11. Threw me for just a moment. Believe that's Saba at least. I'll double check. Ball taken away by Gasink. Gasink with a steal. Here he comes. Ben with it at the free throw line. Drops it up for Feikstra. And DJ throws it down. And DJ Feikstra still got the hops. Dort trails 15-14. 15-14 our score. And that could be Chad Morin in the game at least as well. Double check that. Shot, no good. And the defenders clear the rebound. Never know what's going to happen on the road. Sometimes you get all the information you need. Sometimes you got to make it up. Shot by Bleeker, no good. Rebound cleared by the Lancers. Dort trailing 15-14. Billings off the dribble and a block. Shot by Kopic. Ball saved in. Out of bounds, last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort basketball. That was touched last by Pappas. Todd Lorenzen asking for an explanation on the Mount Marty sideline. Kendrick Van Kickerix checks into the game for the defenders. Gasink to throw it in. He gets it in to Kopic. Kopic will work it up against Billings. Kopic across the timeline. Passes right side Franken. Franken over to Gasink. Gasink at the free throw line, hesitates, stops on the baseline, back over to Feikstra. Feikstra, right side, Van Kickerix, now Franken, 17-footer, right side, good. Garrett Franken with a mid-range jumper, Dort leads at 16-15. With it, Pappas. Pappas gives it off, out front, Billings, that's Gedishvili, number 11, he's got it on the left side, comes back to Pappas, and Pappas drills another mid-range jumper. He's got 11. Dortley trails 17-16. Every once in a while, I've got to duck down and check the scoreboard just to make sure my running score is correct. With it, Kopic back out front, Feikstra, right side Franken. Franken with the basketball, 12:55 remaining. Pass back out front, Kopic. Kopic, 10-footer straight on, hangs on the rim and won't fall through. And the rebound is cleared by Gedishvili. Gedishvili gives it off to Pappas. Pappas across half court. Pappas with the basketball. Goes left side, Billings. Billings, three, good. Jalen Billings has very steadily put together a nice career here at Mount Marty. Got 949 career points. Dort trails by four, 2016. Five unanswered by the Lancers. Kopic with it on the left wing. Back over to Franken. Franken, long three, good. That's a rarity. Garrett Franken behind what will be the three-point line. It's another 18 inches back from what is the current three-point line. And the Lancers get the basketball back, leading 20-18. 20-19, it should be. 20-19, our score. Bounce pass down low to Morin. Morin puts it up over the top of Franken. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Feikstra. Feikstra with the basketball. Feikstra on the left side. Tries to drive in, and it's stripped away by Billings. But the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. So Mount Marty gets the ball back. So Mount Marty will bring the basketball into the front court. Taking it across the timeline is Pappas. Pappas, right side, to Ronsiek. Ronsiek to Billings. Billings on the right side. Billings feeds it back out front to Pappas. Pappas, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, though, out of bounds. Last touch by Jake Viss. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. So Mount Marty will get it back. Lancers will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pappas to trigger it. Pappas looking over the top. Ball deflected by Kopic. Picked up by Vinkiekaris. Here comes Dort. They have numbers. Jansman takes it hard to the hoop. Lays it up with the right hand. Gets it to go, and he is fouled. So Jansma fouled in the act of shooting. He will go to the free throw line. And he will shoot a free throw for the old-fashioned three-point play. 3 points today for Jansma so far. Make it four. 22-20 our score. 11-11 left to play in regulation. Pappas, I should say in the half. Geddesvili, right baseline three. Good. Geddesvili with his first basket today. Reestablishes a one-point lead for the Lancers. Jansma on the left wing. Ball fake. Back out front. Franken, three, missed it, short, no good. Rebound cleared by Mount Marty. Lancers have it. They feed it back over to Billings. Billings, long triple, no good. Rebound Vinkiekaris. Vinkiekaris gets that one back over left side. To Kopic. Kopic, three, no good, but a foul on the play. They're going to call a block on Garrett Franken. Franken called for the personal foul. Evidently set an illegal screen to help free the shooter. And Mount Marty has the basketball back. Throw over to Pappas. Pappas back out front. Billings, 19 to shoot. Pappas, Billings. Billings, long three. Good. Jalen Billings with the three-point bucket. He's got six. We've got a timeout on the floor. Mount Marty leads at 26-22. Timeout with 10:17 left to play in the first half. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. The defenders get the ball inbounded after the timeout. Trailing 26-22 are the defenders. With the basketball, this is Jansma. Jansma driving in over the right hand. Missed it. Shot no good. Wanted a foul call. Rebound taken away. Pappas. Pappas, right side, Billings. Billings drives in over the right hand. Layup good. Jalen Billings with eight. Mount Marty opens a 28-22 lead after Dort had the lead briefly at 22-20. Dort's been outscored since then, 8-0. Foul called away from the ball, and that's going to go against, I think it's Keegan Savory, and it will be. Senior from Sergeant Bluff, Iowa. Watch him play off of the ball, usually a very physical player. He's guarding Garrett Franken. Bleeker will check in. Checking out is Vinkiekaris. And throwing the ball in left side of the lane as we face the hoop is Kopic. Kopic to trigger it. Kopic throws it in to Franken. Franken back out front to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Kopic. Kopic on the left wing. Kopic goes high post. Viss. Viss to Kopic. Kopic right side Bleeker. Bleeker back to Viss. Viss trying to break his man down off the dribble. Gives instead to Jansma. Wants to set a ball screen. Jansma, mid-range jumper, whispers that one through. Jesse Jansma with the 2-point bucket, and the defenders trail 28-24. 28-24, Dort down four. Mount Marty basketball, right side Billings, guarded by Kopic. Billings rises up, his three, no good, but there for the putback on the weak side is Geddesvili. He's got five. Dort trails 30-24. Kopic, Franken, Franken, Bleeker. Bleeker on the right wing. Bleeker back out front. It goes Jansma. Jansma, three players around him. Gets it away. Franken, Franken with the basket, and he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to try and cut into what is now a 4-point lead. 30-26, pending a free throw. There was a doubleheader last night in the conference. Jamestown hosted Concordia, women's and men's basketball. Franken, free throw, good, three-point play. He has 9, and the defenders trail 30-27. Franken checks out. Checking in is Feikstra. 30-27, defenders by 3, down by 3, I should say. New player in for the Lancers is Marcus Edwards, a freshman from Des Moines. He drives in, kicks it out. 3 on the way, up and good. Allen Wilson with the triple. And the defenders trail by 6 again, 33-27. 8:20 and counting, first half. Bleeker comes back, right side, gets it at the top of the key. Here's Jansma. Jansma, Viss, Kopic. Kopic beyond the three-point line. Kopic over the basketball, back it goes to Jansma. Jansma, Kopic. Kopic with it. Kopic drives in, gets it back over to Cade. Cade, 3, rattles, no good. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty. Lancers have it. Left side, Edwards. Edwards gives it up, and we've got a charging foul called on the Lancers. DJ Feikstra got back that time, and the foul is charged to Allen Wilson. That's number 2 on Wilson. Marcus Edwards, number 2 for the Lancers, listed at 5'8". That is generous. He's from Des Moines, averaging 3.6 points per game. Gaysink with the basketball in the backcourt. Ben with it, working it up against Edwards. Gaysink one-hands it over to Feikstra. Jansma on the right side with it. Jansma on the wing, working against Pappas. Nothing there, Feikstra. 12 to shoot. Took Dort a little while to get into the offensive flow there. Back to Feikstra, and Feikstra travels with it. Turnover gives the basketball back to Mount Marty. So Mount Marty has the basketball back. And bringing the ball up. This is Marcus Edwards. Edwards with it. Edwards goes over to Larson. Larson over the basketball. Larson back over to Pappas. Pappas out front. Pappas still using the dribble. Throws it left side, and a 3 off the heel, no good. Long rebound, though, chased down by Stearns. Back to Pappas. Pappas into the corner, Wilson. Wilson with the basketball. Beg your pardon, that's Edwards. Edwards gives it to Pappas. Pappas in traffic. His shot is good. Elijah Pappas with the 2-point bucket, and he's fouled. Opportunity at a 3-point play for Pappas. 6'4 senior from Rock Island. Viss will check out. Checking in for the defenders will be Camden Bielis. Bielis checking in. Trying to see if there was someone else waiting at the scores table for the Lancers. There is not, and Pappas makes the free throw. Pappas, a 72% free throw shooter. Dort trails 36-27. Bleeker passes right side over to Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink gives it up. Feikstra. Feikstra in between the circles. Now Bleeker. Bleeker on the left wing. Looks like Mount Marty in a man-to-man defense. Feikstra back to Jansma. Jansma underneath for Feikstra. And Feikstra is fouled on the play. Feikstra gets held. They're going to indicate the foul came before the shot. It goes against Pappas and is number 1 on him. Oh, no, they're going to give DJ a couple of free throws. Or is it a 1-1? It's just a 1-1. They're over the foul limit. Free throw is up for DJ, and good. Another one on the way for DJ. 36-28, second free throw on the way. This one is up and good as well, 36-29. So DJ Feikstra with 4 points, and the defenders trail by 7, 36-29. With the basketball out front is Marcus Edwards. Edwards with the basketball. Edwards to Pappas. Pappas gets it down low, working in against Gaysink. Reversal, 3 on the way. Larson off the mark, no good. Rebound long, taken away by Bielis. Bielis gets it over to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma, left side it goes to Gasink. Gasink up front to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker comes back over to Jansma. Jansma, Bielus, Bielus, Gasink. Gasink, free throw line. Nothing there. Back it comes over to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Five to shoot. Bleeker loses it. Picked up by Gasink. Three to shoot. Jump hook by Bielus in the lane. Good. Well, that turned out about as well as it could for the defenders. It looked like for a moment they were going to give it up. Lancers have the basketball back. Shot clock was winding down and Bielus made it. Savory. They give it off. Left side. Three on the way. Pappas. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jesse has it up the floor. Right side it goes. Bleeker. Bleeker to Gasink. 5:20 and counting. First half. And Jansma puts it on the floor and it's swiped away. They give it back over to Pappas. Pappas retreats to the wing. Guarded there by Bleeker. Feikstra jumps out on the switch. They give it off to Edwards. Edwards with the basketball. Pappas. Pappas left wing three. Missed it. No good. Rebound Bielus. Back over to Jansma. Jansma will push it into the front court. Goes right side Bleeker. Bleeker gives it up. Back it goes to Feikstra. DJ. His shot in the lane. Good. Not much defense put up that time, and Feikstra takes advantage. 36-33, defenders down by three. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Edwards. Edwards with it in between the circles, angles off to the right-hand side. He gives it off to Stearns. Stearns to Savory. Savory to Pappas. Pappas guarded by Gasink. Pappas driving in. Cut off, and a foul on the play called against the defenders. And Camden Bielus. Bielus. Camden thought he played pretty well straight up. Might have had a little tip to the arm as he followed through. Pappas shooting two. 36-33. Defenders down by three. Pappas, a 72% free throw shooter. One for one today. He's put on a pretty good offensive show thus far. First free throw is up and through. He now has 15 with another free throw on the way. Dort with their original starting five on the floor, minus Viss, plus Bielus. And the second free throw on the way for Pappas, the senior. Not even sure what those years mean anymore with the NAIA's allowance for this basically being a free season. I don't know who we're going to see next year and what they're going to be listed as. As it is, Dort trails by five right now, 38-33. We'll hold off on the commentary there and focus on the game at hand. Left side pass goes over to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Bleeker is held out front. Cade Bleeker got held on the play. That foul is going to go against Cade Stearns. Stearns whistled for foul number two. Cade will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two. So two free throws on the way for Cade Bleeker. Oh, beg your pardon, one and one. Next one will be the two-shot situation, and Cade, an uncustomary miss. He is now 28 of 34 this season. Dort trails by five. 4 minutes remaining in the half. Lancer basketball driving into the lane and finishing with the spin move is Morin. Morin with 4 points, and the defenders trail 40-33. Dort had the lead trimmed down. Mount Marty has pushed it back to seven. Jansma on the right-hand side with it. Jansma comes back over to Gasink. Gasink with it on the left wing. Ben down to the baseline. And Ben tries to throw it left side over to, and he's bothered by Edwards, but he throws it away. It's Mount Marty basketball with 3:34 remaining in the half. Jansma checks out. Kopic checks in. And the Lancers bring the ball up the floor with it out front. Now it's Ronsiek. Ronsiek to the top of the key. This is Morin. And Mount Marty returns the favor by throwing it away. an unforced turnover. Those are the kind that will drive coaches crazy. All turnovers seem to drive them crazy, but those unforced ones, at least it's a dead ball turnover if you're Mount Marty. Dort with the basketball. Those live ball turnovers, transition, usually turn into points or fouls. Kopic passes over to Viss. Viss gives it up to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker back to Kopic. Kopic thought about pulling the trigger. He goes right side back to Franken, works it down low for Viss. Viss, shot no good, gets his own rebound back and muscles it up and down. Jake Viss with 7 first half points. Defenders trail 40-35. Billings on the left side driving in. His double clutch, shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Gasing. Gasing, right side, Bleeker. Bleeker, crow hop, 3, good. Cade might have gotten away with a travel that time. Got his feet set, though, and knocks down the triple from the right wing, and the defenders lead it 40-38. Mount Marty basketball. Getashvili gives it off to Ronseek. Right corner, Billings, back to Ronseek. This is Morin working in against Franken off of the glass. Too strong, no good. Rebound cleared by Jacob Viss. He hands it off right side over to Kopic. Kopic on the wing back over to Viss. Viss goes left side to Bleeker. Bleeker looks for the cutter, finds Franken out front. Spins it back over to Gasing. 2 minutes left in the half. Dort trailing by 2 with a basketball. Comes back right side, Kopic. Feeds it down low to Viss. Viss against Getashvili. Right-handed shot is good. Jake Viss, 9 first-half points. And we have our first tie since it was 6-6. Lancer basketball, Edwards. Edwards with it. Edwards puts up a 3, and the freshman fails to draw iron. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort basketball. So the defenders get it back. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Kopic. Kopic passes back over to Bleeker. Jansma, Bleeker. Cade, another 3. No. Short. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty. 40-40 with 1:18 left to play. Pappas has it on the right wing. Comes back to Billings. Billings in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Jansma. Mount Marty shoots about 33% from the three-point line. That's an effective field goal percentage of 50. Kopic with it on the right side. Comes back out front. Now Jansma, and Jansma's going to be called for traveling. Received the pass. Caleb Harmson will check into the ballgame. Checking out is Cade Bleeker. So we see Caleb for the first time today. With 55.6 seconds remaining. Mount Marty throws it in. Billings gets it in to Pappas. Pappas takes it across half court. Pappas on the left wing. Stops. Pops. 3. No good. And we've got a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Jansma. That's number 5 on the defenders. It's number 1 on Jansma, I believe. Nope, that's number 2. So 2 fouls now on Jansma. Now you got to be smart if you're Jesse. Elijah Pappas. It's the ball inbounded. A fresh 20 for Mount Marty to work with. Ball deflected. They go right to Pappas, working against Jansma, and Pappas gets it to go, and who's the foul going to go on? Hopefully number 34, and it will. Take that first one on Viss rather than the third one on Jansma. Pappas gets it to go, though, and he's got a free throw coming. Now there's a question on the foul on, I believe the foul on Jansma. So free throw coming for Pappas. I had it as his first. Free throw missed, no good, and the rebound taken away by Franken. Franken gets it over to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma goes right side, Kopic. Kopic to Harmson. Harmson. Back left side, Franken. Franken, 3, no good. 22 seconds on the game clock. Mount Marty gathers in the rebound, and they will walk it up. 14 seconds remaining. Lancer basketball, Billings. Lancer's up by two. 7 seconds left in the half. Out front, Pappas. Pappas to the lane, lays it up with a left hand, good. Pappas closes the half with a layup, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, Mount Marty 44, Dort 40. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're at halftime. Dort trails Mount Marty 44-40 in men's basketball play. Mount Marty has controlled most of the first half. Dort did grab a lead. Looking for where that occurred. Actually, no, they never. Well, they got it at 16-15, and then Mount Marty responded with a 5-0 run. Dort was up 22-20. Mount Marty responded with a 6-0 run, and Dort tied it at 40-all. Mount Marty scored the last 4 points of the half to go into the locker room up 44-40. Mount Marty, 17 of 33 shooting, 51.5%, 5 of 16 on threes, 31.3%, 5 of 6 on free throws, 83.3%. For the defenders, 16 of 27 from the floor, 59%, 2 for 9 on threes, 22%, 6 for 8 on free throws, 75%. Dort with 9 turnovers, while the Lancers were charged with 5. And I believe I've just been given some amended stats, and Jesse Jansman does indeed only have 1 foul. Dort's led by Garrett Franken with 10 points in the first half. Jacob Biss has 9, 7 for Cade Bleeker, 6 for Jesse Jansman, 6 for DJ Feikstra, 2 for Camden Bielis. For the Lancers, 20 for Elijah Pappas, 8 for Jalen Billings, 7 for Alan Wilson, 5 for Saba Gedishvili, and 4 for Chad Morin. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. So the defenders will send their original starting 5 onto the floor. Pappas has 20 at halftime, so we'll see if Dort's able to slow him down just a little bit. Stearns with the basketball. Back it goes Pappas. Pappas off the bounce. Drives to the hoop. Lays it up. Good. He's got 22. Dort trails 46-40. Out front it goes Jansman. Dort down 6. They've trailed by as many as 9. Jacob Viss with a seal down low. He gets the pass. He's got 11. Dort trails 46-42. Pappas with the basketball. He wants a clear out. He'll drive in. And we've got a foul on the play called on Gasing. Ben Gasink whistled for the personal foul, and for Ben, that is foul number 1. Defenders with 5 different players with 1 foul each on the floor right now, so no foul trouble yet. Larson in traffic, gets the inbounds pass, and Jonah Larson with his first field goal. Dort trails 48-42. Right side, Bleeker, looking down low, feeds it to Viss. He has to come to the right elbow for it, puts it on the deck. Kick out pass over to Jansman. Jansman back to Gasing. Gasing 3. Good. Ben Gasing with his first field goal today. Dort trails 48-45. 48-45. Elijah Pappas with the basketball. Gives it off to Wilson. Wilson to Stearns. Stearns with the basketball. Stearns back it goes Wilson. Wilson right side Larson. Larson puts it on the deck into the lane. Comes back right side, Pappas. Pappas playing with 22 points, drives into the lane, kick out pass, Wilson. Wilson 3, off the heel, no good. Rebound Viss, keeps it up high now, outlets it over to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink comes right side to Franken. Franken with it back to Jansman. Jansman's going to be called for traveling. So Jesse gets whistled for the travel on the pass reception. And Mount Marty will inbound. They give it off to Wilson. Wilson into Pappas. Pappas with the basketball. Pappas in between the circles. Picks up his dribble. Comes back to Wilson. Wilson out left side. 3 on the way. Stearns no good. And the rebound is taken away by the defenders. Defender basketball. This is Franken. Franken driving in. Right-hand shot, no good. And the rebound is tapped out by Viss, and he is called for a foul. So Jacob Viss whistled for the personal foul. And Keegan Savory made sure he got a shot in at the end of that play. No foul called there. Bringing the basketball up is Pappas. Pappas for the basketball. Pappas on the right side. He passes off to Wilson. Wilson with it on the wing. Wilson with the basketball back over to Savory. Savory to Wilson. Wilson on the left wing. Wilson with the basketball. Wilson to Stearns. Stearns. Back it goes to Wilson. Wilson drives in. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink left side. Jansma. Jansma hesitates in the lane. Kick up. Now goes left side. Gaysink. Gaysink three. Good. Ben Gaysink with another three-point basket, and we're deadlocked at 48. 48-48, Pappas directing traffic. Pappas guarded out front by Jansma. Puts it on the deck, spins it over to Larson. Larson left to Wilson. Wilson with the basketball. Wilson gets the return pass. Wilson on the drive, gets it into the corner. Larson, Larson three, no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. And Bleeker. Bleeker to Gaysink. Gaysink with it. Gaysink feeds it down low for Viss, and he is fouled on the play by Jonah Larson. Larson whistled for the personal foul. We're tied at 48-48 with 16:42 remaining. Gaysink with it. Goes over to Franken. Franken on the wing. Franken, Jansma. Jansma three-pointer off the heel, no good. Long rebound is cleared by Pappas. He goes over to Wilson. Wilson with the basketball. Wilson. Back it goes. Pappas. Pappas. Left side. Stearns. Stearns. Back to Pappas. Pappas thinks about the three. Instead goes back out to Stearns. Stearns. Savory. Savory. Bounce pass inside to Larson. Larson. Layup good. Jonah Larson with 4 points. And the defenders trail 50-48. Franken with the basketball. Gives it off to Jansma. Jansma. Now Bleeker, Bleeker with it at the point, goes to Viss. Viss hands it back over to Gaysink. Gaysink hesitates, has it on the floor, and now it's swiped away. Pappas comes away with it. Goes to Wilson. Wilson drives in. And they call a foul on Viss. They call him with the body, so Viss whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number three on Jacob, so he picks up two quickly here in the second half after having one at halftime. And Mount Marty will go to the free throw line with Wilson shooting for the three-point play. Kopic will check into the ballgame. Jansma will check out. Feikstra is in for Viss as well. Wilson is a 63% free throw shooter. 15:50 remaining in regulation. And Alan Wilson makes the free throw. He's got 10. It's been a two-man show for the Lancers so far with a little Jalen Billings mixed in. Pappas is 22. Wilson has 10. Billings has 8. And then it drops off quickly. Doored up the floor with a basketball. It's tapped out of bounds. It'll be Bleeker inbounding on the far sideline. Dort's offensive end. Free throw line extended. Kopic goes over to Feikstra. Feikstra right side Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Bleeker. Bleeker with it out front. Bleeker to Franken. Franken on the elbow. Franken with about a 15-footer. Step back good. He's got 12. Dort trails 53-50. Lancer basketball on the right-hand side. This is Pappas. Pappas to Billings. Billings with the basketball. Billings driving in. Kick out pass into the corner. Getashvili. Shot no good. Rebound Bleeker. And now we've got a foul called on the play against Wilson. That's going to be number three on him as he reaches over the top of Bleeker for that rebound. So Wilson will check out of the ball game. Checking in is Ronseek. And the defenders will throw it in with Bleeker. Bleeker hands it to Kopik. Kopik will take it up. We're 5 minutes into the second half. Dort trails by three, 53-50. Gaysink with the basketball. He goes over to Bleeker. Bleeker at the left wing. Comes back to Gaysink. Gaysink through the lane pass. Bleeker, three. Good. Cade able to get his feet set that time. Knocks it down. It's a three-point basket for Bleeker. His second today. He's got 10 points. That one coming from the right wing. And here come the Lancers. Pappas driving in. Got around Gaysink. His layup is good. 24 for Pappas. Dort trails 55-53. Bleeker gets a step. Puts up the floater. Missed it. No good. But he's fouled on the play by Ronseek. And Cade Bleeker will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Jansma will check in. And he'll be checking in for Gaysink. Bleeker makes the first free throw. He's got 11 points. A second free throw on the way. And Bleeker's free throw is good. So he deadlocks it at 55, our third tie of the second half already. 48-53 and 55, our ties so far. Pappas working against Kopik, drives the lane, dumps it up for Getashvili, and Getashvili with the slam dunk. He's got seven. Defenders trail, 57-55. Bleeker looking for the cutter. He's got her on the right wing, gives it away to Kopik. Kopik into the corner. Franken, Jansma, ball fake. Nobody plays defense on him as they part the waters, and he drives down the middle of the lane, uncontested. Finger roll good, 57 all. Pappas driving in. Right side pass, Billings. Billings, three, no good. Rebound Franken. Franken over the basketball. Garrett up the floor. Garrett puts it up off the glass. Going right, left, shoots it with the right. And the defenders have their first lead of the second half, 59-57, 13:25 remaining. Getashvili with it on the right wing, looking for Billings. Picks it up on the right elbow. Goes back over to Billings. Billings on the wing. Ball deflected. Picking it up is Fykstra. Fykstra, one player to beat. He's going to drive in, and he is fouled on the play. And DJ will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Fykstra is a 75% free throw shooter. Dort with a two-point lead, trying to take their biggest lead of the ball game. Trying to decipher who that foul went against. I believe Ronseek. His second. First free throw by Fykstra is good. Fykstra with seven off of the bench. He's got another one coming. 13:07 remaining. So DJ Fykstra to the free throw line. Second free throw for the senior from Sioux Falls is up and good as well. Fykstra makes the both. And the defender lead is 61-57. Edwards on the left side just checked into the ball game. Saved in by Jansma. Billings picks it up. Billings passes it to Moran. Moran in the corner puts the shot up short, partially blocked by Franken. Rebound taken away by Jansma. Jansma to Franken. Franken on the left side picks up his dribble. He passes right side. With it is Kopik, and it's stripped by Billings, and Billings might have traveled with it. They don't call it. Now they turn it over on the other end. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort gets the basketball back after Mount Marty turned it over. All started with a Billings steal and got a little sloppy on the back end. Pass goes left side, Vinkikarix to Fykstra. Fykstra draws another foul on Getashvili. And Getashvili is whistled for his first personal. DJ will go to the free throw line to shoot two more. Fykstra comes in averaging 4.8 points per game. He's got eight today. First free throw by DJ up and through. Another one on the way for the undersized post player, listed 6'5". He's got another one coming. He is 5 for 5 from the charity stripe so far. Dort right now on a 7-0 run. And make it 8 as Feikstra makes both free throws. He's got 10. 63-57. Lancers have the basketball. Morin with it. He comes back to Edwards. Edwards in the lane, nowhere to go. Comes back. And a three-point shot, no good by Morin. Rebound controlled by Dort. Kopic with it. Kopic, Feikstra. Feikstra right side, Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix to the basketball, Kopic. Kopic, Jansma. Jansma right wing. Fakes right, goes left. Gives it back over to Feikstra. 11:40 left to play in the contest. Van Kickerix for the basketball. Van Kickerix down to the baseline. 8 to shoot. This, 3, short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Edwards. Edwards with the basketball. Edwards, left side, Larson. Larson back to Edwards. Edwards gives it off, Billings. Billings into the lane. Billings is going to be called for a charge. He passed it off and then ran into Van Kickerix, and Jalen Billings has just been called for the personal foul. And so Billings, that is his first personal. Oh, 2. He's got 2 up on the board. We'll assume that is correct. Now that's the stat keeper, not the book. Pass underneath to a wide open DJ Feikstra. Feikstra with a dozen. And the defenders have opened up a 65-57 lead. Left side pass, Edwards. Edwards, shot blocked by Viss. Rebound taken away by Feikstra. Feikstra ahead to Kopic. Kopic with the basketball. Dort with a chance to extend the 8-point lead. They go to Kopic at the top of the key. Left side, Jansma. Jansma, Viss. Viss on the wing. Viss to Feikstra. Feikstra back to Viss. Viss, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Viss wheels with the right hand, lays it up, gets fouled, and the defenders grab a 10-point lead. Dort with an opportunity to extend the lead. Coach Todd Lorenzen has seen enough for Mount Marty. He's going to come back with his starting guard tandem of Alan Wilson and Elijah Pappas. So Dort with an opportunity to extend the advantage. Defenders right now on a 13-0 run. 68-57, defenders by 11. Jake Viss with 14. Well, I've seen enough of Elijah Pappas, though, today to know that he can probably turn it around himself, and now we're going to have a travel called on the play against Alan Wilson. Wilson travels with it, and the defenders will have the basketball. In the meantime, Mount Marty's going to take a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders, to the Lancers. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. DJ Feikster to throw it in. Mount Marty showing some pressure. They're going to get it into Kopic. Kopic will work it up against Billings. Bryce with the basketball in the backcourt. 24 on the shot clock. Gets it across the timeline. Plenty of time. And Kopic gives it back over to Feikster. Feikster, Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix with the basketball. Van Kickerix looking for the cutter, goes to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball on the right wing, reverses back over to Van Kickerix. 8 to shoot, now 7. Back to Bryce. 3-pointer straight on, left it short, no good, and the rebound is cleared by Mount Marty. And Morin. Morin with the basketball, gives it up to Wilson. Wilson, part of the senior backcourt tandem. They give it underneath Morin. Morin, shot blocked by Viss, but a foul called on Jacob Viss, and that's going to be number 4 on Jacob. With 9:40 remaining, Mount Marty goes right at Viss, and Morin will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Jacob not getting the benefit of the doubt on that one. Hopefully by the time he's a junior, sophomore and junior, won't get called for those kinds. Looked like he had it clean up top, but Joe Wells did not see it my way, and that is fine. Another free throw on the way for Morin. Morin's second free throw, trying to make it a 9-point ball game. This is far from over. A lot of basketball yet to be played. Morin with 6 points as he makes both free throws. And the defender lead is 9, and Keegan Savory comes back into the ball game. Throwing the ball in will be Fikstra. And the ball is deflected out. Last touch by Billings. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort's lineup right now, you've got Fikstra, Kopic, Van Kickerix, Jansma, and Bielis. They get the ball inbounded to Jansma. Jansma in the backcourt to Van Kickerix, ahead to Kopic. Kopic with the basketball, and he has fouled. He's dribbled on the sideline. I thought he was looking for a foul call against Billings, but he stepped on the sideline, dribbled it out of bounds, and Bryce is going to check out of the ball game. Ben Gasink will check back in. 9:32 left, Dort leading by 9. Did I mention there's a lot of time left? 9:30 and counting. Billings throws the ball in to Wilson. Wilson with the basketball back to Billings. Billings with the basketball on the right wing. Billings will put up the three. Missed it, no good. Rebound Jansma as he takes it away from Savory. Comes back over to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Well, important stretch coming here for the defenders. Let's see if they can get a little breathing room. They lead by 9. Can they build it a little more? Three-pointer, top of the key. Yes! Three-pointer by Jesse Jansma. He's got 11. Defenders lead 71-59. Lancers back the other way. That comes back to Pappas. Pappas in the lane. Finger roll with the left hand. No good. Rebound tap. No good. And now a foul called on who? They're going to call Fikstra for a push. So DJ, there were three players in the vicinity. Honestly, I didn't see anything that warranted a foul call on any of them for Mount Marty or Dort. So that's why my question was against who. Now Jesse Jansman's called for a hold out front. And that's foul number 2 on Jesse. Team foul number 6 on the defenders. So the next one's bonus time. 8:44 remaining. Pass into the corner, Savory. Savory 3, missed it, no good. Rebound, Fikstra. Fikstra with the basketball, doesn't have the numbers, stops, gives it back over to Gasing. Gasing jams McKinney, 3, good! Can't even Kickerix! Bang, bang, bang! 74-59, defenders by 15, 8:20 remaining. Out front is Pappas. Pappas throws it into the corner, Savory. Savory with the basketball. Savory averaging 2.3 points per game. He passes it off. Underneath is Billings. Billings back to Savory. Savory hits a three. Keegan Savory with his first field goal today. Dort leads 74-62. With the basketball is Gasink. Gasink with it. Gasink to Van Kickerix. Feeds it right corner, Jansma. Reversal, Bielis. Bielis looking for the entry pass. Back over to Kendrick. Kendrick to Fikstra, 10 to shoot. Now Jansma. Jansma with it. Dort with a double-digit lead. 5 to shoot. Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix, 2 seconds, and he's going to put it up. And the offense broke down that time. Van Kickerix had it out front. Nobody broke open, and Van Kickerix ends up traveling with it. He's going to stay in the ballgame, checking out his Fikstra. So on the floor right now is Jansma, Gasink, Franken, Bielis, and Van Kickerix. Dort leading 74-62. Looking for Mount Marty to mount a charge here. With the basketball, right side, and we're going to have a foul called on Bielis. Camden whistled for the personal. That's number 2 on him, and you guessed it, Elijah Pappas is going to shoot a 1-1. So Pappas shooting a 1-1. So to a 1-1 opportunity here for Pappas, trying to cut it down to 11 or 10 with a couple of free throw attempts. First one is good for Pappas. He's a 72% free throw shooter. He is 4-for-4 today. A second free throw on the way for Pappas. Pappas, right-handed free throw is up, and that one is off the mark, no good. Dort enjoys an 11-point lead with 7:23. Remaining. Gasink with it out front. Gasink dribbling with it. Hands it back over to Wilson. Wilson with the pass on the defense. Dort with it. Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix gets a ball screen. Van Kickerick's left side it goes. Jansma. Jansma tries to feed it down low for Bielus, and it's off of his hands. And Savory picks it up. Up front with it is Wilson. Wilson looking for some of the pass to goes to Pappas. Pappas directing traffic. Pappas into the corner. Wilson. Wilson, Savory. Savory in the lane. Comes back out front. Left side, Getashvili. Getashvili into the corner. Savory. Savory, three. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Gasing with a rebound. Cade Stearns battled him initially for it. Franken comes back. Right side, Van Kickerick's. Van Kickerick's, Jansma. Left side, Gasing. Gasing to Bielus. Right side, Jansma. Yes. Jesse Jansma. Another triple. He's got 14. And the defender lead is up to 77-63, 6:10 remaining. On the left side is Stearns. Stearns, Getashvili. Getashvili to Wilson. Wilson in the lane. His left-handed shot is good. Allen Wilson able to stop. Gets the shot to go. Dort gets it back. 77-65, 6:01 remaining. And we have a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Mount Marty. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from Laddie Semple Arena right after this. Dort basketball on the backcourt. Jansma with the basketball. Lob pass over the top for Bielus. Bielus slams it home. Camden Bielus with a two-point bucket. Dort leads 79-65. So the team's exchanging baskets right now. Pappas out front. Dort goes to his zone defense. 5:40 remaining in regulation. Pappas left side. It goes to Edwards. Edwards with it out front. Edwards, Morin. Morin, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Wilson. Wilson with the basketball. Ball deflected. Taken away by Jansma after Gasing taps it away. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma with it. Comes back over to Bleeker. Bleeker to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. 5:13 and counting. Right side, Jansma. Dort by 14. Jansma lobs it down low. Bleeker posting up against Edwards. Shot is up. Hoop and he is fouled. Cade Bleeker fouled in the act of shooting. And Cade Bleeker will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. Well, giving away about a foot, that was a bad matchup for Marcus Edwards. As I said, they list him at 5'8". He is a full head shorter than Cade Bleeker, plus a little bit. And Cade, Dort recognized it, went to Cade, and Cade went to work. Bleeker with the three-point play, and the defenders have extended the lead to 81-82, that is, to 65, and there's a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR 88.5. Timeout on the floor charged, I believe, to Mount Marty. Back with more after this. Defenders with a 82-65 lead. Under five to go. Jalen Billings out front. He's going to take it to the hoop. Lays it up with the left hand. Good. Jalen Billings with his first field goal of the second half. Dort leads 82-67. It's been a good half defensively for the defenders. They've limited Mount Marty to just 23 points so far. Left side is Jansma, 4:35 and counting. Now the clock becomes an obstacle for Mount Marty as well. Jansma to Franken. Franken right side, Jansma on the wing. Jesse down to the baseline, mid-range. Gives it up instead to Fikstra. Fikstra with a two-point bucket. He's got 14. That matches a career high for DJ Fikstra. With the basketball, this is Wilson. Wilson out front. Wilson looking for someone to pass to. Throws it into the corner. Three on the way by Edwards. No good. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort basketball. Fikstra to throw it in. 4:05 remaining. Dort's in the driver's seat. They lead by 17, 84-67. Comes out front with the basketball. Bleeker. Bleeker with it on the right side working against Stearns. Back to Franken. Franken, 17-footer. Yep. Dort playing pretty free and easy right now. 16 for Franken. Defenders lead 86-67. And really in the driver's seat. They made the switch late to the zone, and Mount Marty has not shot the ball well. Cross-court pass goes over to Wilson. Out front, three, good. Allen Wilson with the three-point basket. He's got 15. Back the other way we go, Franken, and Franken is fouled on his way to the basket. Dort leads 86-70. And with 3:20 remaining, free throws on the way for Garrett Franken. Garrett tonight, or today I should say, 16 points. First free throw is up, no good. They called a 1-1 on that play, and Franken misses it, but Jansma sneaks in for an offensive rebound. And Jansma on the putback attempt is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to try to add to the 16-point lead. So Jansma with two. He's got 14 today. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Jansma. Dort's in the double bonus from here on out as well. Second free throw. Dort leading 87-70. Second free throw is up and good as well. 88-70. Jansma, Franken, a lot of players with solid games today. DJ Feikstra, a lift off of the bench for the defenders. Throw into the corner with a basketball. Stearns, three, no good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Now Mount Marty, similar situation earlier this year. Overcame a similar deficit against Jamestown. But in that one, Jamestown did not take care of the basketball. And we've got a travel called on the play against DJ Feikstra as he pivots in the post. And the Lancers will get the basketball back with under three to go. Dort leading 88-70. Bringing the basketball up is Pappas. Pappas drives in. Shot blocked by Feikstra. Rebound Jansma. Jansma with it. And Jansma is fouled in the backcourt. Free throws for the defenders. Well, if you have to pick anyone to shoot free throws for the defenders, it's probably Jansma or Bleeker. 77% and 85% respectively. 2:46 remaining. Free throw on the way for Jansma is up and good. Well, out of their posts today, Viss and Feikstra have combined for 28 points, so a good day in the block for the defenders. First free throw by Jansma was good. He's got another one trying to stretch it to 20, and he does. So Jansma makes both free throws, and the defenders looks like they're in a great position here. Leading by 20. Out front, Billings. 2:38 remaining in the contest. Pappas thought about the three, gives it back over to Billings, and Billings knocks down a three. He's got 13. 90-73, Dort by 13 as we approach the two-minute warning. With the basketball is Feikstra. Feikstra, Gasink, Gasink, left side, Jansma. Jansma with the basketball back over to Bleeker. Bleeker with the ball. Bleeker dribbles it off of his foot, saves it in to Jansma, though. Jansma walks the tightrope on the far side. Gets the return pass. Now he's got her on the right wing. Lob pass over the top for Feikstra. Feikstra lay-in. Good. DJ Feikstra with the two-point bucket. 92-73. Feikstra today. 10 in the second half. 16 in the ballgame. A new career high. And now it just seems like we're playing out the string. Foul on the trip to the basket against Dort. Morin will shoot two free throws. Jansma, Gasink, Bleeker all check out. Harmsen, Vinkikarix, and Kopic check in. Dort leading 92-73. So free throws on the way for Morin. This one's up and good. Bielis will check in for Feikstra. Well, I would imagine Mount Marty's going to come with pressure defense here, so better be ready for that if for the five on the floor for the defenders. 92-74. Another free throw. This one's up and good as well for Morin. Morin with eight. And Mount Marty does indeed show pressure. This is Kopic in the backcourt. Bryce loses it. It's picked up by Pappas. Dumps it underneath Billings. Billings at the top of the key. Drives the lane. Kick out pass. Stearns. Stearns three. No good. Rebound Van Kickeriks. Van Kickeriks lets traffic clear. And now Kendrick with it. Over to Kopic. Kopic with the basketball. Bryce with the ball up the floor. Hands it off to Franken. Franken layup good. Garrett Franken with a two-point bucket. He's got 18. Dort leads 94-75. 110 and counting. Ball game. Pass goes left corner. Three on the way. Up and through. Three-point basket for Luke Ronsiek. It's 94-78. Dort by 16. Dort with the basketball in the backcourt. Under a minute to go. Franken with it across the timeline. Franken goes over to Van Kickeriks. Van Kickeriks with it. Right side to Kopic. Kopic with it. Kopic stripped by Billings. Back outside it goes Kendrick Van Kickeriks. Van Kickeriks with the basketball out front. Kendrick with it. 10 to shoot. Now 9. Comes back over to Kopic. Kopic, 3 ball good. Bryce Kopic with his first basket today. 97-78. Dort by 19. Garrett Franken will check out of the ballgame, and Trey Heinout will check in. So we see Trey Heinout for the first time today. Dort had 9 different players score today, and the game's not over. Driving in, Pappas. Pappas, layup, good. Another 2 for Pappas. He's got 27, 97-80. Dort with a 17-point lead, and that's how it's going to end. Dort's going to dribble out the clock. With 11 seconds left, now 10. Dort will go into the break with a victory today. 6-4 in the conference, 10-4 overall. Mount Marty is going to slip to 4-5 and 7-7. Both of these teams will see each other again in January. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. As Coach Van Haften catches his breath from the hike up into the attic, I will take a quick look at the numbers for you. And really, this is the one you need to know. It's not often you play a half a basketball and you can probably come up with all of the misses if you think about it hard enough. The defenders tonight, 19 of 23 in the second half for 82.6%. That elevates their field goal percentage to 70% for the ball game. They also own a 32-19 rebounding edge, and they come away with a 97-80 victory. 5 players in double figures for the defenders. 19 assists on 35 baskets. A lot of good numbers there, Coach Van Haften. And ultimately, you come to Yankton, and you get the women's and men's basketball sweep today. And anytime that happens, it makes for a good weekend and a good way to head into the Christmas break.
No question about it. Well, I didn't realize we only missed 4 shots in the second half, but guys did a wonderful job. We made a couple adjustments with our offense at halftime, and we came out and executed really well. Our guys passed the ball well. I mean, Mount Marty has got a really nice team. They're really good defensively. They get their hands on a lot of passes, and therefore we turned it over a little too much. But good enough to get it done. I thought our inside game was excellent. I thought DJ Fikstra was great today. The whole game, he was great. Garrett Franken did a really nice job around the basket, as did Jacob Viss and Camden. That's where our advantage was in this game. And the guys got it to him. You know, Jesse had 6 turnovers, but he also had 7 assists. And you know, Garrett with 4 assists. Just a good night all the way around. And on top of that, I thought from the 13 to the 7-minute mark, I thought our defense won the game. Because at that point, it was about 57-55. We're down. You know, it's a close game. And all of a sudden, we put it together. And Kenny Van Kekrix did a nice job defensively. Got some stops in a row. Along with Jesse and Ben and Bryce, and and the post players that were in. And I think we probably had about a 15-0 run in there.
It was 15-0.
Yeah. And the guy, that was really good to see, because we weren't great defensively in the first half. A lot of that had to do with just their ability to drive. Elijah Pappas had a great game today. He's a really nice player. It's the first time we faced him. He didn't face us last year when he played. And, of course, Jalen Billings is always excellent. And so just good enough here tonight. And I shouldn't say just good enough, but we played really well.
You head into the break on getting a couple of wins this week, and dating back to last week, you were able to string some together. And we talked about that, I believe, after the last loss. It was like, okay, let's see if we can get a few going here into the Christmas break. Now you got a little momentum. Now we take a little break. What are the important things going forward now with this team?
Man, we've been together for a long time here, since the first part of September, and it'll be nice to get together with our families. We've missed out on a lot of the things that other students at Dort University have gotten a chance to do, you know, be home and spend some time with their family. Our guys will have a chance to do that during this week off, and we'll come back on the 28th. And we actually have 4 days of practice before we play our first game, and I think it works out perfectly. I'm just really thankful that they have a chance to go home for a week. And I'm thankful for these guys. I mean, these are great young men. They're Christ followers. And they are just the kinds of guys that you want to be around. They played a lot of fire today. We have no fans here today. We miss our parents and our fans. But I thought our guys were really ready to go. They played with a lot of confidence out there and made some tough plays. And yeah, it's just great to see these guys grow, not only as a team, as people, but as Christians too. And so I'm excited about these guys. I'm excited to get back on the 28th.
Well, in the meantime, I don't know what next week is going to bring around the office. I know I don't plan to be there the whole week. I doubt that you do either. So if I don't see you between now and a week or a week and a half from now, have a blessed Christmas with you and your family, and we'll see you in about a week and a half.
I'll see. We'll see you around once in a while. But, Mike, thank you for all you do for Dort University. Sometimes it goes unnoticed, but we really appreciate you. You are the voice of Dort University, and we really appreciate you. Merry Christmas. Have some fun with your kids and your wife and family.
Coach Van Haften, thanks for coming up, and have a good evening. And that's Coach Brian Van Haften on the Wireless World postgame wrap. Let's go through the numbers. Dort, 35 of 50 from the floor, 70%, 9 for 19 on threes, 47.4%, 18 of 21 from the free throw line, 86%. For the Mount Marty Lancers, 30 of 63 from the field, 48%, 9 of 32 from the three-point line, 28.1%, 11 of 13 on free throws. I think the gym's empty. I can take my mask off now. 11 of 13 from the free throw line for 85%. The defenders, 32 of 19, the rebounding edge. Dort, 18 turnovers. Mount Marty with 11. Dort had 9 steals. Mount Marty had 15. And Coach Van Haften talked about the fact Mount Marty, a pretty good defensive team. They're able to get their hands on a lot of basketball and forced some turnovers, but the defenders a 57-36 advantage in the second half. 18 points for Jesse Jansma and Garrett Franken, 15 points for Cade Bleeker, 14 for Jacob Viss, 16 for DJ Feikstra, 4 for Camden Bielas. Ben Gasink, a couple of big threes to start the second half. He ends up with 6 points, 2 for 2 from the floor, 3 points each for Bryce Kopic and Kendrick Van Kickerix. For the Mount Marty Lancers, Elijah Pappas with 27 points. He had 20 at halftime. 15 for Alan Wilson, 13 for Jalen Billings, 4 for Jonah Larson, 3 for Keegan Savory, 7 for Saba Gedishvili, 3 for Luke Roncic, and 8 for Chad Morin. Rebounds, Jesse Jansma with 6. Garrett Franken had 6. 5 for Jacob Viss. 7 assists for Jesse Jansma. 4 assists for Garrett Franken, 1 steal each for Jansma and Gasink, 2 steals for DJ Feikstra. Nice day today for DJ. 5 of 5 from the floor, 16 points. And then you have Jacob Viss, 6 of 7 from the floor. Those two combined, 11 of 12 in the post for the defenders. And that's a big reason why the defenders were able to get the sweep here today in Yankton, South Dakota. Doesn't happen often. We'll enjoy this one. Dort with the win, 97-80 in men's play. Women's play, Dort had to slog through it. But fortunately, they found some dry ground on the end of that swamp. 62-56, the Defenders with a six-point victory. That's going to do it for our broadcast, and that's going to do it for the Wireless World postgame wrap. No other finals in yet. Briarcliff and Doan women are playing right now. Briarcliff leads Doan 58-51 in Crete. Last night it was Concordia over Jamestown in women's play 55-50. Midland and Dakota Wesleyan will play at the Corn Palace at 4 o'clock this afternoon in women's play. And that's it for GPAC action. Men's side, Jamestown a winner in overtime over Concordia last night, 89-87. And Dort over Mount Marty, 97-80. Briarcliff is at Doan. That's scheduled for a 4 o'clock start. It'll probably get started a little later than that. There's a basketball doubleheader tomorrow in the GPAC. That's Morningside at Hastings. And then a little action bleeds over into next week. Women's play, Jamestown is at Mount Marty on December 21. And on December 22, Hastings is at Dakota Wesleyan in women's play as teams are catching up from some breaks they had to take due to COVID. So that's going to do it. We'll talk to you again on December 31, 3 o'clock start time, Dort versus Dakota Wesleyan in women's basketball play. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Have a good evening.